Hey Todd, you know what time it is?
No, what time is it, Tara?
It is festival season. And Klockenflap is Asia's premier outdoor music and arts festival and a major highlight of Hong Kong's annual calendar.
This year it takes place from November 22nd through the 24th at Central Harbor Front.
Some of the big name acts to perform are Halsey, Mumford & Sons, Lil Pump, Baby Metal, Aurora, and The Cooks.
Also on the lineup are King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Idols, Muramasa, Han, Gus Dapperton, Deaf Heaven, and many more names to be announced.
Tickets are available at clockenflap.com. That's CLOCKENFLAP.com.
Welcome to the Coconuts Podcast, our look at the latest and greatest reporting from our 8 newsrooms in Southeast Asia and Hong Kong. I'm Todd Rees, and I'm the managing editor of Coconuts Bangkok.
And I'm associate editor Tara Kamaltanavith. Hey, happy post-Halloween, everybody.
Welcome to the Coconuts Podcast. There's, we say this every week, there's a lot going on. Where are we at? By the time this is airing, we're now in November.
Yes.
Bangkok has a big, what's here going on? Oh, the ASEAN Summit, people from all over the region, heads of state.
Yes, that started yesterday. That started on October 31st, Halloween. How funny
that's
is that?
That's right. Another factor in the traffic that I think we all experienced a bit of today.
Well, I'm not dressing up for Halloween, but I am going out for Halloween weekend. And I'm kind of pissed off because I've been on this costume hunt and I've had to change my costumes 5 times now. And I realized this today that I'm not going to be, me and my boyfriend were going to go as La Casa de Papel or Money Heist.
Oh, sure. But you're having a lot of costume problems.
I am. And just found out today that it's not going to arrive on time. So
these are some first world problems.
2 weeks after Halloween, I'm going to have a red jumpsuit and a Dali mask. What am I going to do with that?
I'm sure the opportunity will present itself.
If I ever get to do a money heist.
There's always Dia de los Muertos this weekend.
That is true.
Some Mexican Day of the Dead events going on. But yeah, kind of like the sponsor said, it's also, we're going to the home stretch of the year. It means cooler weather. It means festivals going on all over the place.
A lot of festivals are happening.
It means holidays. And it's a time, when we should try to have some fun.
Right. Just off the top of my head, there's Klockenflap, Maharasab, Wonder Fruit, Neon Lights that's happening in Singapore. So much is happening. So it's an exciting time of the year. And I feel like people are a little, maybe just around our office at least, people are in a better mood than they were in the former half of the year.
Yeah, they're talking to each other. That's always a good sign.
I hope someone from our office is listening and laughing. But anyway, should we cut to the chase and get to the news?
Let's do it. The wolf of Kuala Lumpur himself, a fugitive Malaysian financier whose alleged theft of a staggering amount of Malaysian money was made possible by bravado, greedy political leaders, and international finance, has struck a deal. The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday that Jolo would forfeit some of his largest assets, including a Beverly Hills hotel and a private jet, all said to be worth $700 million. Looting billions of dollars from Malaysian wealth fund 1MDB, which helped topple its government and was best chronicled in last year's billion-dollar whale, was allegedly orchestrated by Lo, a jet-setting playboy who counted Paris Hilton and Leonardo DiCaprio among his entourage. He maintained his footing by allegedly supplying Malaysia's disgraced authoritarian former Prime Minister Najib Razak and his family in good supply of stolen money to fund his political dominance. Jolo was even said to have been dating Australian supermodel Miranda Kerr at the height of his vampire orgy, smearing looted money on everything in sight during his extended bacchanal. In a statement, Lo, who's always said he did nothing wrong while in hiding, welcomed the settlement, but noted it did not constitute any admission of guilt, liability, or any form of wrongdoing by him. Meanwhile, nothing has been done to tighten down the open piracy that is international finance, which made it all possible, though some players at institutions including U.S. firm Goldman Sachs are under investigation.
An Indonesian father is in custody this week for allegedly repeatedly convincing his 16-year-old daughter to have sex with him to, quote, ward off black magic. Police said that the 39-year-old suspect, only identified as J.N., divorced his wife about 2 years ago and had been living with his high school-aged daughter ever since. According to authorities, JN started raping his daughter about a year later. Police said his motivators were to, quote, satisfy his biological urge after the split from his wife. JN told police and his daughter that the sex would dispel the evil forces inside of her. His daughter reportedly complied because she was scared of the consequences of the supposed black magic. To make an already dark story even darker, his daughter is now 7 months pregnant, with her father believed to be responsible. The story came to light after the girl recently told her mother about what's been going on over the last year. Fortunately, her mother immediately went to the police. JN has been charged with sexual abuse of a minor, which is punishable by up to 15 years in prison in Indonesia. However, because the two are related, his ultimate sentence, if found guilty, may be even longer than that.
No, actually, I don't know about the toad. That was the high prophet of human fulfillment, Mike Tyson, in a YouTube remix sounding off on the wonders of the toad. What does that have to do with anything? Well, Thailand this week said it would crack down on a traditional herbal moonshine often sold at street stalls. Yadong, as it's called, is rice spirits infused with different herbs. And apparently one concoction comes blended with toad venom.
Mmm, that's appetizing.
Well, why toad venom? Like those who infamously lick Sonoran desert toads, it can send you on a gnarly trip for about 45 minutes to an hour. Well, it was blamed for two deaths recently, and now officials say they will crack down on all Yadong street stalls, which are illegal, and those operating them face fines of up to 50,000 Thai baht, which is about 1,800 US.
You put it in your pipe, you smoke it, then you become reborn again.
Halloween this year landed in the wake of a ban on wearing masks in Hong Kong, which threatened to put a real damper on the night that usually sees bars and clubs packed with revelers. As we record this, police were warning people to stay away from parts of the island after protesters announced a masked march through the city in defiance of the controversial ban. In a statement, police said that unauthorized gathering poses a serious threat to public order and safety. This could be bad news for Hong Kong's bars and clubs, which have taken a huge hit in recent months due to protests and public transportation shutdowns. How strictly the ban would be interpreted for Halloween has been on some minds practically since it was announced, with people pointing out that the ban on all facial coverings includes not only masks, but face paint as well. So, hope everyone ended up having a safe and happy Halloween after all.
Hey, Tara, do you remember a few years ago when Americans had this collective hallucination about scary clowns roaming the streets?
I feel like it's still happening.
Probably because if there's one thing we can all agree on, clowns are pretty awful.
Oh no, are you having negative thoughts again, Todd?
All I have are negative thoughts. This week, a 6-year-old Metro Manila boy named J.C. Kong became an internet hit by dressing up as the victim of a murderous, horror-mouthed clown. In what might have been a statement about corporate imperialism, the clown attached to his back and sinking its fangs into his neck was none other than Ronald McDonald, making it even creepier. Even more sign of young JC's political intent? He originally intended to be victimized by the clown while wearing a t-shirt for fast food chain Jollibee, pride of the Philippines.
It was the high-flying kick seen across Bali, at least after footage of an Australian man leap-kicking a passing motorbiker from his scooter spread online. Nicholas Carr's ugly assault on an innocent man on Bali's Sunset Road in August was a low point in Bali's uneasy relationship with the legions of foreign tourists who fuel the economy, but sometimes act like, well, animals. It was captured in a spectacular video that quickly sparked a multitude of reactions in both Indonesia and Australia. And that's not to mention another clip in which he's heard screaming profanities before leaping and bouncing quite nicely from the hood of a passing car.
Whoa! It's stupid!
The 26-year-old, who said he's drank 20 to 30 glasses of vodka and had no memory of any of it, is now on trial. And prosecutors in Denver this week demanded he be sentenced to another 4 months in jail for the assault.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for tuning in.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Coconuts Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye.
Apple Podcasts. Google.
Ushka.
I think it's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
Just search it up.
And, you know, it really helps help spread the word if you write a two-word review. I'm trying to think what the love it. That's the shortest review I can think of.
Love.
Or just rad, one word.
Yeah.
Some kind of review.
Hit up with your thoughts.
Helps more people to hear the podcast, helps us, and we appreciate that. Stay tuned to coconuts.co for the updates on these stories and everything else new and fun going on. And we will see you next week.
From Coconuts, Bangkok, my name's Tara Kamol-Davis.
And I'm Todd Reese.
Special thanks this week to our audio engineer, Indigo Manthagon, at Noise Studio, where you can record your podcasts, interviews, voiceovers, or even get your soundtracks produced.
The Coconuts Podcast is written and produced by Todd Reese and Tara Kamol-Vatanovic. Our executive producers are Byron Perry and Chad Williams.
Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.